Good evening. So we're starting off in a very deep place tonight. The energies are very powerful, but I would like to start, let's see, with a few announcements. Next week we don't have class because of Memorial Day. So we'll meet 2 weeks from tonight. And then that would be June 1st. And then we start the next session on June 8th, the following week. And I know this has been a very intense first half of the year. Really, really intense, with a lot of pressure to release, let go of anything in the past and slip out of the old identity and into a new one. So we're in process. And so the way the guides had me set up the year was to go all the way through to mid-July. And the solstice, summer solstice, is in the middle there. So there's still the need for the ceremonial work before we can have a little bit of a pause for a month. So in the email today, I suggested that if you're going to sign up for the next session, that you do it soon, before we launch the new website, just in case. Everything is really starting to look very good on the website, but we're still working out a bunch of kinks. And I know there will be some once we go live. So I would like to avoid whatever kind of chaos we can by having everyone sign up before we launch the next site. So that would be very helpful. Take a pause. So, if I were to describe the energy that we have present with us in the limited words that we have available, it would be a crack in the cosmic egg. I think there was a book called that a long time ago. But it's literally like a huge crack in our 3D dimension that's opening up our many access to many more dimensions of our being. And I know there was some, I don't know, astrological event today, something with Neptune. I'm not sure what the other planet was that was conjuncting it, but people were predicting some big boo-ha-ha for today. But what I'm seeing in the spiritual realm is a huge opportunity and shift to like have a huge gateway open, like a giant crack. I can hear it's like the biggest crack of thunder that you could imagine. It's that kind of crack, not like an explosion, but a crack like thunder and lightning is. And so tonight, when we go into our ceremony, there will be things happening on many dimensions for each one of us, and each one of us will be working with a dimension of our being that will be presented to you individually. And you may or may not be aware of it, depending on how you can tune in, but the impact will be palpable over the next week or so. So, depending on how caught on anything 3D you are, or how tense, or your expectations, or somehow getting in the way. You may or may not be able to experience what we're going to be ceremonially involved with tonight, but don't worry about it. Each person will be occupied on a certain dimension of their being to clear something very ancient and very dimensional. So before we get started, I did want to remember, I think is Penny's birthday today, and Fran's was just the other day, so I wanted to wish happy birthday. And maybe you can each silently send them blessings. I don't know if anyone else had a birthday in the last week or so, but I just happened to see that Penny, that yours was today, and I know when Fran's is. So just send them blessings from your heart. Anyone else have a birthday this week? Let us know. I know I don't normally recognize them, but they just came to my attention today. So it's always nice to celebrate. And I'd like to have a little discussion. The first topic would be, what are you now aware of, having been focused on the power of a ceremonial community and how that has supported you on any level? And I would like to have kind of a check-in to see where people are at with that. How has our four classes so far with this focus landed with you? So, would anyone be willing to start the conversation?
I will do my best. My throat is a little bit off because I, if you saw my post, I mean, I do feel like I'm part of a larger process with this spiritual group. I feel more present, and I can value the importance of being present in the process of transformation in myself. I also feel like I can reach out for support and sense my, as we at the end of last session, my own light being, but guidance from other light beings.
So have you felt that as the effect of being engaged in ceremony?
Yeah, I mean, I think that that is a big part of the process because moving out of ritual and habit into more presence and that sense of ceremony, which is very different, and honoring the process in the present moment, I think that that's something I'm more aware of now.
Beautiful, thank you. Okay, we can always count on Mark to start the conversation. So thank you, Mark. Who else would like to join in?
It's 10. And what I've noticed is that I now feel that I'm connected with any communication I have with anybody, strangers or kind of friends or, people in stores, that there's a real connection. So I feel I'm on the inside and I'm not feeling like I'm separate from the a person or a group of people, that we're all in this together. And so I'm treating people differently. I'm feeling like, we're in this together kind of thing.
Can you feel that in your heart, Ken? Yeah.
And it is a heart thing. It is, that's true. Yeah, just opening my heart to everyone I'm dealing with, so that's a nice feeling, and that's ceremonial.
I like that. He doesn't tell me these things when we're just hanging out together. I just say you guys know. So that was nice to hear. Okay, who else?
This is Laurie. I feel like I have, over even maybe this last year, become more and more aware of the ways in which I have held back moving forward. Like I so wanted people to join me and to come with me, if that makes sense. Like
Come with you where?
like more fully into my true self, more fully into a frequency that I know I can hold. But if the people who I want to come with me aren't there yet, there's a way in which I am becoming more and more aware of how I have held back, how I have wanted to hold space for loved ones and people. And so the way that the circle has supported me in a way that I've never felt before, because there's a movement happening in me. And so the circle is helping me to not be as afraid to, let go of identities, let go of being needed, let go of how I've shown up, and just do what I need to do, move forward in the way that I need to move forward. And I don't, because I wasn't doing that, I didn't, I mean, it's not that I didn't value, of course I valued it, and I could see the power of the sacred circle, but something different's happening now. Not feeling alone is really important, in a new way. Is this making sense?
Yeah, because what I'm seeing in your field is I would describe it in my language as a sense of being held.
Yes. Yeah. That's good. That's good.
That allows you to open the way you're opening.
Yeah, and I know I'm not alone at this frequency.
Sarah, this is Carla. It's been a, well, number one, it's been a really rough week. But during this week, I especially just in the last couple of days, I've felt called to a new practice to add to my practice of breathing out fear and breathing in grace. And that has been such a blessing. And I do it periodically throughout the whole day now. I've just been breathing in grace and breathing out fear. It's a true blessing for me this week.
Beautiful.
Sarah.
Marianne here. Am I able to be heard?
Yes, we can hear you very nicely.
Thank you. Just a very miraculous time is the only word as I'm listening, and just a miraculous time for me to shed, let go, release early childhood memories. And my inner smile just flowed naturally when I came to understanding about how I had to be a good girl all my life. And it was just quite a revelation. And it brought me to a place that I had not totally been aware of. The, again, not understanding back when, particularly during the war, I was what, 4 years old during World War II, but I knew things. And it was just amazing to me how a miraculous story of my being gave me a sense of peace and my inner smile that I knew I had a long time. And I wish I could explain in those words, there are no words, how grateful I experienced Mother Earth, my grandmother tree, and the little tree that was growing up in the middle of her big, long, strong arms on the berm. It was beautiful. And I'm so grateful. And I listened carefully to Ken and Carla and our circle and the sacredness of this journey over all these years, Sarah. Just miraculous. So grateful for all of the sessions, the circle, my engagement with it, the sense of it. I just had to express that. So, so grateful for all of you, lovely. That's it.
Thank
All
you.
man, all woman.
Thank you. Penny, you're there? Penny, are you on?
Yes,
Okay.
I am grateful for the birthday blessings and to be connected to this group is life-saving for me. I am profoundly grateful for all of the blessings that this group provides. And it is so strong. I am amazed and honored to be here with you in this way.
How do you sense the circle, Penny? Are you still here? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm still here.
How do you sense the ceremony? What happens for you?
It is a deepening and a strengthening and a spiritually uplifting experience for me just to be in this group.
Thank you for expressing that.
Sure.
Let's see. I hope some of you were able to read Lisa's comment this week. Lisa, would you be willing to come on and say a little more about your day of making your spiritual connection primary?
Yes. Yes, I would. I wanted to do it because it was just easy to lose it throughout the day. And I simply asked for that request in the morning. And I let it go. And
wait, could you say that a little more clearly? It just is, you're a little fuzzy. And I just want people to be able to hear this.
Sure, sure.
There. Yeah, that's better.
I was just realizing how much I was losing the sacred. And I didn't intend to. It was just getting caught up. And it just came to me to ask to live the day sacredly. And that was in the morning meditation. And I had an early day. And the minute I pulled out of my complex and I took a right onto the main road, these two huge, I mean, I could repeat it, but it was just extraordinary. The coloring of the sky and these two huge 60 or more feet trees that were next to each other and their new yellow leaves just shimmering and shining, and there wasn't any sun. And I was just so captivated. And this was all within about 500 feet. I'm driving my car and all of this is happening inside of me. And I felt the color of those trees coming into me. And there was just such a feeling of warmth and love and oneness and embracing. And I did feel happy. I felt that smile. And it was extraordinary. I was just lifted to a totally different place in a matter of less than a minute. That began the day. And I have to say, by the end of the day, I realized it was a very challenging day. I saw a lot of things of my own life that were very hard to see, but I was not connected to them. But I saw them and I felt them in my heart deeply. And these are just old behaviors, old choices. And, you know, I found myself in the middle of one on that particular day. And typically, I would just, it would bring me very much down. And I would have to ground to get that connection again to Mother Earth. But the opposite happened. The sacredness was within both the light that I experienced and the dark that I experienced. And it was a thread through my life on that day. And that's why it gave me a totally different awareness of what having a sacred day is. It's everything that happens in that day when you're in that state is sacred.
So have you continued the practice?
Well, what's very interesting is that my life got very busy with caretaking after that, and a trip to Massachusetts, which is where my family lives, has been planned. And of course, I did not realize all of the astronomical, logical, whatever things that were occurring. It's been a very deep time. So I'm trying to find sacred moments. I can say this, that I'm a different person here. There is a connection to the lands. I connected them all with my own land, my sister's place, my mother's place before I came. And I stayed at my niece's one night, my husband and I, and they live in New York, and I connected all those lands together. And that was a beautiful, beautiful experience in grounding in those. Every day I was grounding and I would connect with those lands, and it was really spectacular, like beautiful. There was just a deep connection. There's a deep connection to the sacred. It's much deeper than it ever was. My family, my sister in particular, lives very differently than I do, but I'm maintaining my groundedness. I am maintaining my centeredness, and I'm not getting rattled. I am finding that in my visit here, and I think the intensity of the frequencies are participating in that, is that I can't get caught up in the pace of the lifestyle. And so when you go to various areas for shopping and this and that, I'm finding that I'm just a different person. I'm not sure who that person is yet, but I'm not drained by it. I have not been drained. I spent my life drained, I think, and it's since really grounding daily and really connecting to Mother Earth and allowing that energy to come up. I am so filled and so able to survive in life like I have never experienced before.
I am so happy for you. You woke up, you were in your meditation, and you asked to have your day be a sacred day. And that's what started this all.
I would say the depth. Yes, I have moments of the depth prior, but something shifted after that. And it's deep. It feels deep. The connection to the sacred, to the elements, to the directions. When it's connected, it's deep.
And the other thing I'm hearing here is I'm not hearing either or. Sacred life and a not sacred life.
I was living one. That's what I was living prior to this experience. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yes.
And sometimes there's this fear that you have to choose, like the old programming, if I choose to have a sacred life, I'm going to be poor. I'm going to be wearing the same robe my whole life. I'll never have any friends and I won't be able to talk to anyone or something like that. You know what I mean? But that's not what you're experiencing.
I feel very protected and safe in this sacred life. And that provides a different perspective
on what I experience of my past, what mistakes I may make now. And it's just all sacred. It's learning. It's there. It's no different. It's not even a mistake. I don't even have to call it that. I don't know what to call it. It's all just sacred.
What a beautiful teaching.
It was a beautiful gift. Thank you for asking.
I was deeply, deeply impacted by what you did. It was like you took a step that I would hope everyone would take. And you found out that it wasn't, and I'm not saying you, it's you, but we have this conditioning that holds us back from inviting our life to be sacred, because the old conditioning has that I have to give something up. It's like either or. And whether we're aware of it or not, it's still back there. And you showed yourself that that conditioning no longer holds. You freed yourself from that old conditioning.
I did not even really pay attention at that level, but thank you.
Right. No, I would understand you. That, you know, not seeing it from the bigger picture, but but I thought, oh my God, that's a practice everyone should try for a day and see what happens.
And I've been asking my higher self to help a lot. Mm-hmm. And that's new. And the amount of times I'm asking is new.
Thank you for sharing that.
Yes, thank you, Sarah. Thank you.
Who wants to try that?
It's Fran. I do. That, thank you, Sarah and Lisa, and really this entire circle. That is so inspirational, so authentic and true, and I am in awe and of the possibility.
Everyone could invite that in right now. Does anyone have any hesitation to invite that in right now?
No. No, not at all. Marianne here. No. Not at all. Mm-hmm. And the word grace and sacredness, and I know I used the term miraculous. It's for me, it speaks to all of that. All of that. Our inner divinity, our center. It's a miraculous pool of love and caring and fearlessness. It's a miraculous way for me to find out that that is living a life of grace and fearlessness and being in trust and caring and grateful, gratitude. Gratitude for what is, what was, what's to be, forgiveness for misunderstanding, not knowing, all those feelings that I feel has been processing all these years, dear Sarah, with our sacred circles, all the people, the love, the travel, the blessings, and feeling a sense of a miraculous, for me, fearlessness. It's just the inner smile just is fearless. I feel that. I hope and trust that is our new world. It's pretty doggone nice. Thank nice. You for listening, yeah, you thank sacred story.
Okay. Any other comments at this point? Thoughts? Feelings?
Sarah?
Uh-huh.
It's Krishna.
Hi.
Hi. I just wanted to share that the ceremony and the sacred circle have been supporting me so much in the grieving of my mom, who I lost a month ago.
Yeah.
And I have felt such peace. And last night during meditation, I was surrounded by light beings and people, and there was a ceremony going on, and there was so much light. And then my mom was there in some form, and she said to me, "I can see you now." And our relationship was kind of rough, and when we were, she just didn't understand me or my spirituality, and she says, "I understand now." And I felt like we're finally starting our relationship.
Oh.
Gorgeous.
What a healing.
It was amazing. And now I feel like I have this different relationship with her that is beautiful.
It's a beautiful teaching too. Wow.
Thank you. I'm not sure what just happened, but I lost electricity before I wanted to share.
Ah.
So then my computer popped back on and my mom's name was there. So I was like, Okay, I think I need to share. It's <That's about> odd. But I want to thank everyone. And you.
Beautiful.
This is Laurie again. I just want to share. Today is my mom's birthday. She would have been 97, and I wanted to say something before and thought, no, it's okay. But now with Krishna's share, this circle helped me so much. She passed in November of 24, and she was 95, so she would be 97 today. And so it just felt like with two different things that she is here with me, with us. And yeah.
We can say happy birthday to her too.
Yes. Yes. And we had a class very, very soon after she passed. And I was so lost. And you said something, Sarah, that was just so profoundly helpful. And So I'm just grateful too.
Beautiful.
I wanted to comment on Lisa's beautiful share, because I read that on the blog. And how she explained it tonight in more detail was even more beautiful, because everything is like about perspective. And what she shared really changed my perspective on how to see things. Like how she said, you know, even whatever came, not judging it as, you know, well, this is my own wording, but good or bad, it just is, and that it's all sacred. It just takes the resistance out of life, and it makes you, made me think, like, it's not about fixing or healing. It's just being with what is and what shows up. And to me, that feels incredibly freeing. So thank you, Lisa. That was really beautiful. And I definitely feel like my perspective has shifted quite a bit since hearing that.
So we'll sit quietly for a few minutes here as the energies begin to wash through us and the sharing that we did washes through us as well. So we're really slowing down here to settle in deeply. Settling into more of the silence. And just notice how noisy our being can be, how when our nervous systems are active, and there's a certain noisiness to that. Just become aware of it, and then become aware of the silence behind it, because that silence is always there. Just covered up by the noise. And when we can become more and more silent, when the body quiets down and the emotions settle in and the mind smooths out, that's when we can enter into a space that is really connected to our true being. So the silence is like a gateway, like a portal. And there, don't get me wrong, there's great benefit to quietude. So feel yourself settling in into a deeper silence. And maybe you can sense the silence in the background. And in the silence, there's a lightness and a light. in the sense of an all-pervading lightness and light gradually expands. And as it expands, it digests the heavy, darker energies. There's a very digestive experience going on. That would be the alchemical nature of spirit. And it would also explain why, when we get quiet or bring in more light, allow more light into our beings, that, like Lisa said, some of the shadow will be able to be seen and known. And given the period of time that we're living in this transitional phase, we are in a period of cleansing the past and waking up to the present. And it's a very unique time. That doesn't happen all the time. So even as we are sitting here together, the energies are circulating, becoming more dynamic, flowing it with a greater capacity in each one of us and in the circle. And it's much easier to have clarity around what we're clearing when we feel held, loved, and supported. And that is not a usual feeling in our culture. So let's greet the spirit of the land and the nature spirits and Mother Earth with your whole being, palpably connecting with the energies as best as you can. And simultaneously, there is this slowness that is really coming down to a a complete stop. And so if you're feeling sleepy, just go to sleep. But that's what makes us feel sleepy. The noise, the activity that has a faster frequency starts to come down and slow down. And so I find that when we connect with the earth through our feet and we feel rooted, that we're more apt to allow that slowness to tune our being rather than fight against it. But it is a shift from what we encounter most of our days. And so that's what we're doing now is we greet the elements, we greet the spirit of the water. And so, see if you can let go of your association with water or any of the elements and allow it to be a broader, maybe a less defined experience. With less thought in it. And possibly an openness to an experience that you can't even think of. An experience of the spirit of water that wouldn't even occur to you in your 3D mind. Let yourself go wild with that. Let your imagination take you to some far out places. Like, what would water be on a different dimension? What's the energy of water when it's steam, or when it's ice, or when it completely evaporates and rises up into the sky, or when it rains down? What's the intelligence of this experience of the spirit of water. And maybe you can get to a place where there's no thought about the spirit of water. And we greet the spirit of the fire. And in the same way, we open up to dimensional intelligence of the spirit of the fire, something we can't even imagine, that we have no words for, that it may be something completely different on a different dimension. And we greet the spirit of the air in the same way. Open, open, open. Any association is too limiting. Yeah, we greet the spirit of the ether in the same way. Who knows what the ether is? The plasma, the membrane, the intelligence of all that is. Be dumbfounded. And when we greet the directions, we're actually communing with an intelligence that is no longer associated with a compass or even any kind of ritual. Directions is cosmic forces that come together that create the conditions for matter to coalesce. A living intelligence that breaks through from non-form to form. So the energies are circulating. We're moving heavy energies through our being and through our field. And we're adjusting to a more expanded state. And each one of us is being met by a guide, but not in any kind of human form. An intelligence that is a luminous intelligence. And we slip into that luminosity and it's a different frequency for each one of us here tonight. This is a personal journey in a sense within the context of the ceremonial circle. And as we slip into this luminous intelligence, we are taken to places beyond the earth form, into dimensions that are not matter, made of matter. And in those dimensions, we're brought face to face, if you could say it, because we don't have a face there, but we meet up with an intelligence that is the polarity, the darker polarity of our being. Because one of the primary features of the world of matter is light and dark, the polarity. And we're meeting our polarity, the dark polarity, not in a confrontive way, but in a way of communion. Where just being present allows that alchemical processing to occur that ends up in a deeper realization within our being that we do not have to engage in polarity orientation. So this is a meetup. And I realize this can sound very abstract. That's a huge blessing, though. And so I'll be quiet for a few moments here because we are each engaged with this meetup with the polar opposite of light and dark. And remember, we traveled on this luminous beam, our intelligence. So we're meeting up from the light perspective that we're in with the darker perspective. And we're going to allow this intelligence to process this. There's a whole conversation going on, not in words. And it's not with negative entities or the devil or Satan or anything bad. It's like a yin yang, it's the polar opposite of the light. And we've each had, we call them lifetimes, but we've each had experience at different levels of dimension that are non-physical. And we've actually left residue there. Some people would call it karma, but I don't particularly like that word, the way it's been used. But we've had residue that we've left on other dimensions. And again, you can't even imagine this. Maybe something will come to your consciousness from a past life that you were in a 3D life, but you might not be able to even relate or notice what a life in a different dimensional space might be like. So just stay open. So we're in the process of processing. I'll be quiet for a few moments, if they let me. This is clearing pathways that we didn't even know were creating impedance, obstruction in our consciousness. And this is part of the planetary awakening that we're now able to do this. We're still processing. And now it's the process is clearing more residue of our personal history here in the human form. And we're starting to come to a close gently, not immediately. In one sense, our being this did this outside of time, and we also are doing it in the space of time. So take a few deeper breaths. So the ceremony was completed, and it's completed in that it's a closed circuit, but all within the space of your being is still in circulation, integration. It's very fluid, expansive. So if it's time to go to bed, you can go rest. If not, just take care of yourself. Feel your feet and seat. And don't try to become very solid, but just reference your feet and seat and know that they're there. Okay, very good. Does anyone have anything that they want to bring up right now? Okay, so we'll meet in 2 weeks and share with us on the page and register for the next class. I sent the link with the email today if you plan on registering. And really, keep the energy going on the class page with your comments and your blessings for everyone in the group. So many blessings. Beautiful evening. Thank you.